And we're good to go. Let's start the game. I don't know Latin. Then he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Genesis 28:17. Whoop. It's a warm afternoon, about a week into my summer break. My name is Yukito Sawatari, and I'm currently passing the time in front of a bookstore, idly flipping through some Help Wanted ads. According to my original plan, I was supposed to be having fun with my girlfriend right now. But as luck would have it, things aren't going to schedule. I thought that maybe once I got into college, it would provide a great opportunity to meet girls. Unfortunately, it didn't take too long before I was slapped in the face with reality. Not only was I unable to get a girlfriend, but I haven't even made any friends of the opposite sex at all. The few friends that I did manage to make were basically just guys I met in class that were in the same boat as me. I'm not sure why I even expected anything different. I haven't been able to get a girlfriend my entire life. It's not like things are suddenly going to change once I get into college. So there I was, just wasting away my summer vacation with nothing to do. Eventually, I realized that I can't just sit down and do nothing for the whole summer. I'm at the prime of life. I have to get out there and accomplish something. That's when I decided to go out and look for a job. Of course, being bored and having nothing to do isn't the only reason I'm looking for a job. I figure if I can get a job with a lot of girls, I could get both a girlfriend and money in one fell swoop. Two birds with one stone. Yeah, that's the way it was. It's like, sigh. It's pretty sad how I hold on to these unrealistic expectations. That said, there's actually another reason I have for wanting a job. You see, I got my license right before getting into college, and in the process, I ended up using most of my money on driving school. As a result, I have a shiny new license and no car to go with it. It's about as useful as scrap paper. The fact that I got my license to take my non-existent girlfriend out on dates is like the cherry on top to the pathetic sundae. But now that it's come to this, I figure if I can't get a girlfriend, I at least want to get my hands on a car. I figure if I read through the Help Wanted ads, I could find a job. Getting a job is the first step to getting both a car and a girlfriend. Once you actually start looking, you start to realize how hard it is to find a decent job. I prepared myself for this, but it's still a lot more difficult than I thought. I didn't expect to be able to get enough money to buy a car outright, but I want to at least make some decent progress towards that goal. With only about a month left in summer break, I need to find a job that paid extremely well, otherwise I won't even be able to earn enough to make the down payment. Buying a brand new car would be out of my reach, of course, but even when you buy used, the more money you have, the better. Of course, finding a job that pays well over a short period is easier said than done. Whenever I did see a joke that looked decent, it either required some past experience or was too far away. I went through almost all the ads already with no luck. Maybe I should just give up on my lofty ideas and compromise. Not to mention the current recession. Everyone and their dog is looking for a job right now, so all the well-paying jobs would already be taken. If you think about it, all the really good jobs wouldn't even need an ad. People would come crawling to them first. The ones that people need to go out of their way to advertise for would have been the real stinkers. Well, I guess that's reality. Normally, this is where I would give up and compromise, but not today. Today, I'm brimming with confidence. After all, according to my horoscope reading that I saw on TV this morning, I'm going to have great luck. I'm even wearing my lucky socks. Wow. Today's going to be perfect. I can't possibly be any more lucky. Right? So yeah, if that TV lady knows what she's talking about, I'm practically guaranteed to find a job today. I decide to believe in the heavens and scan through the ads some more. I just know there's an easy job out there that pays well, has tons of women, and is only 10 minutes away. Man. You want a lot. Nearly a half hour passes as I persist in my delusions. I already exhausted the little ones that were free and moved on to the thicker magazines that they charge you for. I finished with my third magazine and have yet to come across any decent looking jobs. I figure now would be a good time as any to stop and decide to make my next page the last. As I scan over the ads in the paper, an unassuming ad at the corner of the page catches my eye. It's a very small ad, and it's written in text only. The text itself is very small. It's kind of drowned out by all the bigger and more fancy ads around it. The location is simply listed as Mamiya Manor, with no company name or anything else written. Judging from the name, I guess it's a hotel or maybe a really fancy restaurant or something. I doubt many people would pay any heed to such a plain article, but something about it draws my attention. Seeking house servants must be able to work for 2 weeks. Meals and uniforms will be provided. Employers must be able to move in and live on site. Requesting young, healthy men with motivation and stamina. The pay is good. Any interested parties may contact us at the following. That's the entire ad. It mentions nothing of what the actual work is, nor does it even list the pay, just that it's good. It would take a weird sort to give an ad like this the time of day. But to me, the unique simplicity of the ad compared to the hundreds of others tickles my curiosity. They say that one man's trash can be another man's treasure, and with my supposed luck for today, I have a feeling that I can find that treasure. Perhaps it's some kind of divine intervention from God that I found the article at the last minute. God is literally telling me to take this job. Alright, whatever. I trust my instincts and take a gamble on this one. It's not like I can find any decent job offers. Fortunately, I meet all the requirements. I'm not too familiar with house servants, but I imagine they do a bunch of odd jobs like a maid or a butler or something. At any rate, it doesn't seem to require any special skills, so there shouldn't be a problem on that front. If there is a cause for concern, it would be that the supposed location is somewhere in the mountains out of town. I've never even heard of the place before. In addition, it doesn't even have a city name or an address number listed on it. It must be quite a distance from my own home. Though I guess since one of the requirements is to live there, that's not really a factor. The only thing up in the air would be the salary. I'll just have to cross my fingers and hope it's as good as they say. Well, no use just sitting around thinking about it. The only way to find out is to see it for yourself. I take out my cell phone and punch in the phone number listed in the ad, filled with anticipation. After some time, the ringing stops and I hear the voice of a woman. Oh, hold on a second, guys. We are gonna have to do something about that voice. We gotta have the voice go up a little bit more. There we go. Oh, I'm calling about your help wanted ad. So you're interested in the house service job. She knows immediately what I'm referring to. Hold on, we can probably make that just a little more. There we go. Kind of very important to hear the voices. Okay. I stand in place anxiously as I wait for the so-called mistress to get to the phone. The person I was just talking to is probably one of the workers there, judging from how she spoke. I don't get any more time to indulge in thought, though, as I quickly find myself on the other line with who I assume to be the master of the place. I am terribly sorry for the wait. My maid informs me that you're calling about the position we are offering. Let's see. I think I'm gonna go ahead and lower the BGM a little bit too. There we go. And I also want to raise the sound effects. I'll tell you why I'm doing all this, because it's gonna make for a little bit of a better experience with the novel. Ah, yes, my name is Salutari. I'm a little taken aback by the use of the word maid. Is this Mamiya Manor a place like some kind of rich mansion that has dozens of workers there? Suddenly, the image of a bunch of girls dressed in French maid uniforms working on a cliche-looking Western mansion pops into my head. My name is Marie Mamiya, and I am the head of this household. So I presume you called because you are interested in the position. Yes, I am. There were no details in the ad, so I thought it would be better to call first and get some more information before I decide. Since I don't have any experience or anything, I figured I would ask what the requirements were. If I meet them, I'd love to take the job. I choose my words a bit nervously. I see. A wise decision. There is no need for concern. We welcome anyone regardless of experience. Let's raise it all the way. Yeah, I'm just having a hard time with this BGM. Besides, in this day and age, you won't find someone that has experience in this line of work at a young age. You'll be fine. The title may sound fancy, but there's nothing complicated about the work. Basically, you just take care of chores around the residence or do some personal odd jobs for me if need be. It might be tough at first, but it should only take you a few days to get the hang of it. From what I'm hearing, it doesn't seem like anything too difficult. And I trust you're aware of the fact that we require you to live here during your employment. Will that be a problem? Oh no, not at all. Well, as far as I can see, there's nothing stopping you from getting the position. All that remains is for us to speak in person. If you meet my fancy, I'd like to have you come work for us. If it's all right with you, I'd like you to come by sometime soon so we can make the arrangements. The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. That would be great, actually. I don't have anything else scheduled tomorrow. If tomorrow is good for you, it's good for me. How about tomorrow afternoon? Yes, that would be fine. I answer immediately without hesitation, excited over how smooth things are going. Very well then. All of our male workers have been quitting on us, so we've had a severe shortage of male helping hands, I bet. I put out an ad, but there hasn't been any takers. Considering the state of the ad, I can see why. Oh right, I almost forgot. I haven't touched upon the wages. I'm relieved that she finally got to the part that I'm most curious about. It's hard to be the one to bring up money when you're the one trying to get the job. The ad just mentions good pay, so I'm dying to find out exactly what that is. As long as you work for 2 weeks as per the requirement, I plan to put forth 4 million yen. Excuse me? At first I thought I'd misheard her. I mean, 4 million? I could swear she accidentally added an extra zero in there. Hell, 400,000 would still be too much for 2 weeks. I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Oh, is 4 million insufficient for you? Oh crap, I didn't miss here. She's seriously gonna pay a student like me 4 million. Does that mean everyone working at that place receives such a high salary? Or no, no, it's enough. It's more than enough. But I mean, that's a lot of money to pay an inexperienced worker. Are you really sure about this? Oh, but of course. Once I decide to hire someone, it means I've determined they're worth that much money. Anyone valuable enough to work here deserves that much money. If your work is satisfactory, I will make arrangements for you to stay on longer than 2 weeks. Of course, you will be compensated for that as well. I have to say, paying $4 million for doing chores around the house is pretty insane. Guess it just goes to show that even in this recession, there are always going to be those with more money than they know what to do with. Do you have any problems with those conditions? No, ma'am. None at all. There isn't a man alive who would have a problem with that. Just wait, my friend. I know I can't let this chance pass me by. I may never get another one like it again. Very well. I'll be waiting for you tomorrow afternoon. I'll give the details to my maid. So if you have any questions, direct them at her. All right. I look forward to your visit. She then switches back to the first lady I spoke to, who I asked for proper directions to the residence. After jotting all the information down on a memo, I thank her and hang up. Phew! I put away my cell phone and let out a sigh of relief after it's all done with. I gave them a call just to see how things would go, and lo and behold, things took a pretty crazy turn. If things go well, I could be on my way to a $4 million salary. With that much money, I don't even need to bother with a used car. I can go straight for a new one. I try pinching my cheek just to make sure I'm not dreaming. It's hard to believe this is really happening. That horoscope lady really knows her stuff. You can't get any luckier than this. Actually, things are going so well, it's kind of scary. I can't wipe the feeling that maybe it's too good to be true. Granted, it's not like I've gotten the job just yet, but judging from that phone conversation, I feel like I have a pretty good chance. Although now that I've had some time to cool my head, I realize that something about the whole thing seems off. I mean, I accepted it immediately because I was blinded by the money, but if you think about it, giving out $4 million just for doing chores for a couple weeks sounds pretty implausible. That comes out to like 300,000 yen a day. That's just unthinkable. Am I being duped? Is there something more to it? It does seem to be a pretty fancy place though. Maybe 4 million is chump change to her. At any rate, I won't find out unless I go. I haven't even gotten the job yet, but I've already gotten ahead of myself. That's one of my bad habits. I should probably head home and get ready for tomorrow. I place the job magazine back on the shelf. In exchange, I pick up a car magazine instead and head for the register. I guess my bad habit of counting your chickens before they hatch isn't going away anytime soon. Day one. The next day. I'm traveling in the back seat of a taxi, gazing absent-mindedly outside the window at the passing scenery. I heard on the phone yesterday that the only way to go to the rest of the way was by taxi. After spending about an hour riding the train and getting off at the station, I was conveniently able to spot a nearby stationary taxi. The driver was asleep at the time, but I woke him up and hopped in. He asked for my destination, and to make things quick, I just handed him the memo I jotted down yesterday. After just a single glance at it, he seemed to figure out where I wanted to go. We immediately took off towards the mountains away from the city. The scenery around us changed from buildings to open fields. After some time, the two lanes merged into a single-lane mountain road surrounded by forest. We've been traveling down that mountain road for about an hour now. Just when I'm getting tired of looking at the scenery, the driver speaks. So, what brings you out to these parts? I'm here for a job. Well, it hasn't been made official yet, though. Don't tell me you plan to work at the Mamiya's. The driver displays surprise at my response. That's right. How did you know? You know, I think that's actually Mamiya. Miss Mamiya's place is pretty much the only thing out here in the Tokanage Mountains. Heck, the road we're on right now is technically her private property. The only thing it's used for is to get to her residence. That's why you don't see many other people use it. I guess that would explain his apparent disregard for any oncoming traffic that might happen by. I figured he was just a reckless driver. So you want to work there, eh? You're a curious fella, ain't ya? What do you mean by that? I asked back, curious about what he's trying to say. I mean, just what I said. You won't find a soul around these parts that's fearless enough to want to get involved with that place. You're not from around here, are you? No, I'm not. So I guess you came out here without knowing a single thing about that place. Yes, I talked to someone over the phone a bit, but that's it. Well, you certainly got yourself wrapped up in some pretty crazy business. You've heard of the Mamiya Group before, haven't you? They're a financial giant. Yeah, from TV and in the newspapers and such. I may be oblivious to a lot of things, but even I've heard of them before. They're a general trade company that handles a ton of projects. They may be a huge international business now, but they got their start right here. So then, this Mamiya place is related to that group? Wow, you really don't know a thing, huh? I bet your eyes were so busy turning into dollar signs that you didn't notice anything else. He's right, actually. The Mamiya family are feared as a clan of demons. It's pretty well known around here that you get involved with them, nothing good will come of it. A clan of demons? That's right, the demons of Tokanage Mountain. That's technically what the people around these parts call anyone with Mamiya blood. The Tokanage Mountains are pretty famous for old legends of demons living here. Since the Mamiya family live in those mountains, it's said that they're descended from those demons. Now that I think about it, I saw quite a few signboards on our way here that had demons on them. But why do you call them demons? It's not exactly a flattering nickname, that's for sure. That's because the Mamiya family are cold and cruel, just like the devil himself. This is just what I heard, but they used to own this region of land back in the day. You familiar with sharecropping? Yeah, it came up a little in history classes. That's where a landowner lends out some of his land for people to live and farm on in exchange for taking a portion of their crops. Most of the farmers who lived here in the past were sharecroppers under the Mamiya family. But the Mamiyas were infamous for being really strict with how much they demanded. Barely left anything for the workers. Not exactly rare in those times, but what sets the Mamiya family apart was that they dealt in loans as well. The workers weren't able to get by on what they were left with, so they had no choice but to borrow money with high interest attached. Needless to say, they had no hope of paying the money back. They ended up having to give up their wives and daughters to be sold off. The ones that wouldn't commit suicide with their entire family. Awful stuff, I tell you. All the while, the Mamiyas were living in luxury and getting richer off the farmers' suffering. People started calling them demons, and that's how they earned their nickname. Apparently, they kept it up all the way until post-World War II reform. That's why most people who have lived here for a while don't take too kindly to them. I see. They've developed a prominent business for themselves nowadays, but there are rumors that they still do some shady stuff behind the scenes to help fill their coffers. And you just happen to be on your way to meet the head of that very family. They leave all the business stuff to hired executives and just hole up in their mansion out in the mountains. They have more money than they know what to do with, so apparently they just pass the time having fun and doing whatever they want. Makes a fella jealous. That's interesting. Hearing all these weird stories just as I'm about to go there kind of has me worried. Though, to be honest, that's not the impression I got from speaking on the phone with her. She doesn't seem like such a bad person to me. When you live out in a secluded area like this, a bunch of bad rumors are bound to start circulating. I hear that members of the family almost never show themselves in front of others, and that practically no one comes and goes from the residence. And according to the stories I hear, there are quite a few people who went there for a job and were never seen again. Come on, don't scare me like that. The stories keep getting worse and worse. I'm too scared to hear anything more. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. Probably said some things I shouldn't have. Well, don't let it bother you too much. It's all hearsay, so I don't even know how much of it is true. I haven't even been living here too long anyway, haha. You can probably just ignore me. He's definitely not the most sensitive guy in the world. Does he really need to go out of his way to tell these stories to someone who may end up working there? Maybe taking this taxi was a mistake. Oh, come on, cheer up. If it's any consolation, I hear they're not as bad as they were in the past, at least. What with all the inbreeding that went on through the generations, the family's full of eccentrics nowadays. Ooh. Huh. I'm not sure what part of that is supposed to cheer me up. I have no idea how much of what I heard is the truth, but it's safe to say that the locals certainly don't think highly of them. Since it's all hearsay, it's quite possible that the rumors just got more and more distorted as they pass from person to person. Well, here we are. This is the place. The taxi slows down and I can see a huge wall to my right. Apparently, we're at our destination. As we approach the large iron gate, the driver puts on the brakes and brings the taxi to a stop. Well, that's the Mamiya Manor. Wow. I gasp at the sight of the grand wall and gate before me. Pretty impressive, ain't it? I pay the amount displayed on the taxi fare display, give my thanks, and step out of the vehicle. It was pretty expensive, but they said I would be compensated for my travel expenses here, so I don't mind. Thank you kindly, sir, and good luck. After leaving some parting words, the driver closes his door and makes a U-turn back onto the road we came in. I stretch as I watch the cab disappear from sight. My legs are pretty cramped from the long trip. Unfortunately, the stories he told me pretty much killed any excitement I had for the job. Oh well, it's not like I can turn back after coming all this way. I gather my nerves, shoulder my backpack, and approach the gate. I stand there in front of it for a while in silence, overwhelmed by the sight. It's freaking huge. This family is loaded all right. It's a fancy gate, and the residence behind it, beyond it, same word, is no different. Looking through the gate, I can see a gigantic, old-fashioned, western-style building that sticks out like a sore thumb against the natural landscape. With a house this big, they probably have tons of people working here. My initial thoughts were spot on. But, how the hell do I get in? Once I'm done admiring the scenery, I suddenly realize a very obvious problem. The gate's shut. I try opening it by hand, but it's locked and won't budge. Well, I mean, that's a dumb thing to do. I don't see an intercom or anything of the sort either. Well, now what? So, what do I do? By the way, this is a choice VN. So what should I do? Anybody that's in here? Anybody that's paying attention here? What is my next step? Oh, wow. It says it's a black screen. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I don't know why it's giving me a black screen. It says, climb over works. I guess that's my only option. It's a bit drastic, but I decide to try scaling the gate. There are game overs in this, by the way. You can actually fuck up in this game. I'm not a burglar or anything, so if I get caught, I can just tell the truth. After taking a deep breath and making sure my backpack is secure, I place my foot on one of the iron grids and start my climb. Phew! I reach the top of the gate and go to turn myself around to descend to the other side, but then I see something. Uh-oh! Huh? A huge black dog that seemed to appear out of nowhere comes running towards the gate with a ferocious scowl. When it makes it up to the gate, it looks up at me and growls. Good boy. Good boy. I put on a friendly smile and make some futile attempts to calm it down. The dog is not hearing that. It only seems to make him angrier, and he keeps growling in a low tone while giving me the evil eye. If I climb down into the premises right now, odds are good that this dog will have me for lunch. With no choice, I climb back down the fence and have a stare down with the growling animal on the other side. Well, this sucks. Just when I think I exhausted all my options, I hear the voice of a woman. Cerebus. Yeah, that makes a good name for that dog. As soon as I hear her voice, the dog immediately changes its tone. It stops growling and sits down obediently. I turn in the direction of the voice to see a pretty girl with short hair heading this way. She says, Cerebus, go home. I like how it just says house. The dog quietly gets up and leaves in the direction she points. Apparently the dog's name is Cerebus, a fitting name for that hellhound. I assume this girl is his owner. That dog is actually a bit symbolic also, because Cerebus is considered the guardian of hell, and my friend is walking into hell. Well, well. After sending the dog off, she directs a suspicious look in my direction. You were trying to climb over the gate, weren't you? Are you a thief? The blonde girl says coldly, glaring at me. No, I'm not a criminal. Denying it just makes it even more suspicious. Denying being a thief is exactly what a thief would do. You got it all wrong. My name's Yukito Sawatari, and I came here for the job. The job? You? I nod. I think I did hear something about that from Mother. Fine, let me check. She brings the wristwatch-looking thing on her arm up to her face and talks into it. Yeah, it's me. There's this weird guy hanging around in front of the gate. That would probably be Mr. Sawatari. We have a meeting arranged for today. The watch has a communication function built into it. Apparently, I can hear the same voice from yesterday's phone call coming from it. Alright. After getting her confirmation, she puts her arm down and turns back towards me. Looks like you're not a thief after all. Very well. I'll open the gate for you. Now that the suspicions are cleared, she operates a panel at the side of the gate. The lock releases with a rusty metallic sound, and the iron gate slowly creaks open. After opening the gate, she comes over to my side. I decide to use this opportunity to introduce myself. Hello, my name is Yukito Sawatari, and I'll be working here starting today. Pleased to meet you. She ignores my outstretched hand and heads back inside the gate. You haven't officially gotten the job yet, you know. Well, come on in. I'll be your guide. Follow me. Right. I stuff my awkwardly outstretched hand into my pocket and follow her onto the premises. After passing through the gate, I hear the sound of it closing automatically behind us and the lock being set in place. I follow her along the stone walkway that leads to the front porch. The garden is so spacious that you could probably fit a number of houses in it. They appear to be diligent in its upkeep as well. I don't see a single weed. You have a very nice place. Really now? I never thought of it that way. Just an old dreary house to me. She responds curtly without even turning around. Sure, someone raised here since birth might not think anything of it. But to a so-called plebeian such as myself, the idea of living in a place like this and hiring employees to work for you is like a dream within a dream. The apartment I live in is like a doghouse in comparison. I admire the gorgeous garden as I continue to follow her to the house. As we get closer to the main residence, I get a better look at it. It's a piece of Western architecture, the likes of which I've only ever seen in British and movies. It reminds me of one of those fancy mansions that a British noble would live in or something. I joked about it earlier, but I seriously could imagine maids working at a place like this. They'd even be waiting at the door to say, "Welcome back, master," every time their employer comes home. I can tell how many rooms this place has just by the number of windows. I have no idea how many people are actually living here, but with a house this big, I can certainly understand wanting to hire employees to maintain it. I'm curious what they do about electric, gas, and water out here in the mountains, though. I don't see any electric wires. They have a phone line that works, so I guess they're getting by somehow. After pondering a bit, my eyes wander from the building to the girl in front of me. Every gust of wind brings the pleasant fragrance of her hair to my nostrils. I take a closer look at the girl whose name I don't know. Judging from her attitude, she appears to be one of the residents. I guess I would make her Lady of the Manor. Her way of talking and her looks do give off a sort of lady vibe. I highly doubt she's an employee, at least. I suppose that would also make her one of the demons that the taxi driver talked about. While she does seem a bit mean, I'd say she's a little too cute to be a demon. Maybe those rumors are exaggerated after all. She looks a little younger than me, but filled out in all the right places. I can tell she has a good figure just looking at her back. They can afford to eat well, so I guess it stands to reason they'll grow well too. And if I get this job, it means I'll be living together with her in the same house. She does seem to have a bit of an attitude problem, but I certainly would not mind living with a cute girl like her. Ha ha ha. With the crazy salary to top it off, this is a job I just have to get. What are you smirking about back there? Cut it out, it's creepy. While I was preoccupied, she had come to a halt and turned to face me with a sour look on her face. I panicked and wiped the smile off my face. I'm sorry, I didn't mean the smirk. I guess you were just born with that stupid looking face then. I take back what I said. She has more than a bit of an attitude problem. Anyway, has anyone ever told you that you lack common sense? You can't just climb over a gate like that. That's called trespassing. After she resumes walking, she directs an offhanded comment at me. If you did climb over, you would have found yourself on the other end of Cerberus's teeth. Honestly, I have no idea what Mother is thinking. I know we're short on hands, but you hardly seem fit for the job. I find it hard to believe you could really handle working here. I'll do my best. Unable to offer any retort to her abuse, the most I managed to squeak out is a generic comment completely lacking in confidence. I don't know exactly what the job entails, so while I do have the motivation, I can't really say with confidence that I can do it. I'm tired of hearing that cliched little line. Talk is cheap if you want to prove yourself. Do it through your actions. We're paying you a lot of money, so if your work isn't up to snuff, we'll fire you in a heartbeat. She's one harsh and haughty girl. Being raised in a wealthy family and wanting for nothing has apparently made her into the definition of a spoiled and arrogant little prissy. Prissy, huh? I got a few more words, but we'll go with what they say here in the novel. Of course, that's only if you pass the test to see if you're worthy of working here first. If she's the daughter of the owner, it's not like she's the one who'll be paying my salary, so I don't know why she's so uppity about it. But she did mention something about a test. I already sort of figured that with a salary this good, there's bound to be something like that. I don't know what I'll do if it turns out I don't get the job. Well, I guess the only thing I can do is hope for the best. While I was thinking to myself, we reached the front porch. I don't actually expect anything from you, but good luck anyway. That door there is the entrance, so go in. I'm pretty sure it's unlocked. Whoever is inside will probably lead you in the right direction. I see. Thank you. Ta-ta. She leaves towards the back of the residence without even acknowledging my words of gratitude. Instead of bowing in her direction, I stick out my tongue. She's cute, but it all goes to waste because of her rotten personality. What a shame! Anyway, I step up on the porch and open the door. As she said, it's unlocked. As I pass through the door into the entrance hall, I thought for a second that I really did just wander into a British noble's residence. There's a set of neatly polished wooden stairs leading to the second floor, and the floor is laid out with a carpet that probably cost a fortune. There's also a lovely chandelier hanging from the vaulted ceiling. The house is silent, with the quiet ticking of the clock on the wall being the only sound to disturb the room. I'm dumbfounded for several seconds, admiring the gorgeous surroundings. I notice the sound of footsteps and run and turn towards their direction. In doing so, I'm greeted by the sight of a woman in rather shocking outfit. In front of me stands a gorgeous woman wearing a white and blue maid outfit. I was told they would supply uniforms, so I did expect it to an extent, but I honestly didn't think there were house servants that still wear maid uniforms this day and age. It comes as a shock for me, since I thought you would only see that stuff in maid cafes or on cosplayers or something. What's more is that the outfit isn't exactly the typical maid outfit you'd think of. The design is too bold to be something a normal house servant would wear. I could understand if it's done for the sake of practicality, but judging from the extreme shortness of the skirt and the amount of skirt skin being shown, I don't think practicality is what they have in mind. Welcome. Might you be Mr. Sawatari? Yes. My attention is so caught up in her uniform that she startles me when she says my name. I recognize her voice. This is the employee I talked to on the phone yesterday. I'm Yukito Sawatari, and I'm here about the job. It's a pleasure to meet you. I answer nervously, and she drops her tight formal expression in exchange for a smile. She speaks again, but this time her polite tone is replaced by something more casual. I'm Sechi Asagiri, and I'm one of the workers here. She introduces herself with a smile. Judging from her appearance, she looks about the same age as me. Both her short hair and uniform looks good on her. She gives off a sense of youth and dignity that I didn't really expect from a maid out in the mountains. I wonder if she's after the money, just like I am. Honestly, even if the pay wasn't as high as it is, it would be worth getting this job just to work with a girl like her. So if I get accepted, you'd be my senior. I guess so, but I can't stand that stiff formal stuff, so I prefer it if you just called me Sachi. Besides, I haven't been working here that long either. Really? Whoops. Yes, it's pretty rare for someone to work here for long. You don't have to worry about pecking order or anything like that. Alright then. Kinda weird how no one works here very long despite the great salary. That's what I thought at first too. Once you start working here, you'll understand. Her ominous words remind me of the stories the taxi driver told me. One question though, do we really get paid as much as they say? Yes, you don't have to worry about that. To the Mamiya family, 4 million is like a monthly allowance for the kids. Do these kids seriously get that much just for their allowance? Well, that's enough chit-chat. I'll lead you to the reception room. The mistress awaits you there. We're on our way to the reception room when a set of footsteps brings us to a halt. I look over to see a woman coming down the flight of stairs. Ah, Lady Marika. The woman she called Marika descends the stairs with deliberation and elegance. The sight of her legs peeking out from her skirt and her large breasts swaying with each step demands my attention. Her long hair and elegant, well-formed features steals my breath. It's apparent from her mannerisms and the fact that she isn't wearing a maid uniform that she's a resident of the house. Judging from her physique, she's probably around my age as well. Oh, do we have a visitor? After reaching the bottom of the stairs, she looks at me with great interest and speaks. Yes, his name is Mr. Sawatari. He's here about the ad we put out. Oh yes, I do remember Mother talking about putting forth an ad for a new helper. This is the eldest daughter, Lady Marika. Marika Mamiya, it is a pleasure to meet you. The pleasure is all mine. I nervously take her outstretched hand. The moment I grasp her hand, the soft sensation of her skin causes my heart to skip a beat. I've never actually touched a girl's hand before, so it's a very fresh experience, especially with someone as beautiful as her. She's completely different from the girl I met outside. If Marika is the eldest daughter, I guess the other girl is her little sister. Funny how there can be this much of a difference between sisters. We're getting a newcomer? That's wonderful. So you'll be working here from now on? No, it hasn't been made official yet. She asks with a look of expectation in her eyes, and I shyly respond. Oh, really? We were just on our way to see the mistress. Give me 1 second, folks. Slight break. Okay. Just had to do that. Phone going dead. All right. And now we are back. Live show, you know how things are. Okay, we were just on our way to see the mistress. Perhaps I should pitch in and ask Mother to employ you. Tonight's welcoming party is going to be an exciting one, hee-hee. I'll be seeing you later, Sawatari. Yeah. After smiling and bidding farewell, she leaves the entrance hall with the same graceful steps she came in. She's very beautiful. I wait for her to disappear from sight before giving my honest impression. Yeah, everyone with Mamiya blood seems to turn out that way, man or woman. Just keep in mind that it might be a little hasty to judge on looks alone. What do you mean by that? Oh, don't worry. I think you'll find out how hard it is to deal with these people soon enough. Perhaps she's talking about the girl I met earlier? I mean, sure, she's pretty mean. But as long as you can get it in your head that it's all part of the job, I don't think it'll be so bad. We should probably get going to the reception room. We don't want to keep the mistress waiting. Oh, right. I proceed down the quiet hallway along with Sachi. Despite what she says, my impression of the place is generally positive so far. In fact, it's like the ideal workplace for a man, what with the residents all being beautiful women. I was worried what they'd be like after hearing the stories about demons, but if the demons are that beautiful, I say bring them on. There's no way I can let such a perfect job slip through my fingers. I straighten up my clothes and hair and try to put on a stern, serious expression in preparation for my meeting with the mistress. What's wrong? You look stiff. You tense? Yeah, I'm not used to this kind of thing. You'll wear yourself out like that. Just relax and take it easy. Yeah, but if I don't get this job... I don't think you have anything to worry about in that regard. They're short on men, so I can pretty much guarantee you'll be hired. Well, yeah, but... You're a little worrywart, aren't you? The girl I met outside didn't seem very pleased with me, that's for sure. Ah, you mean Lady Marisa? She's the youngest daughter. So her name is... I think... What is it? Marisa? Might be Marisa. So her name is Marisa. No. Okay, yeah. Screwing with people is like a hobby of hers. Don't let it get to you. If anything, you might be the type of guy she likes the most. She says, grinning mischievously. It doesn't seem that way to me. You're the type that this whole family in general tends to like, for better or worse. I say you have a 90% chance to get the job. Take my word for it. Okay. I have no idea what she's basing that on, but she does have experience working here, so she probably knows what she's talking about. And that okay wasn't actually, it was a little bit of a difference. It's more like an okay. Like he's kind of trying to figure this out. So yeah, that was probably the wrong way to say that. It really helped me out too if you get hired here. I'll be crossing my fingers for you. I'll do my best. Well, here's the reception room. The mistress is waiting for you inside. She comes to a stop in front of a door. My fate will be decided on the other side of this door. As I ponder, stiff as a board from the tension, Sachi suddenly puts on a serious face. Before you go in there, let me give you a piece of advice. Make sure to go along with anything the mistress and her family tells you. Do you understand? As long as you can do that, there won't be any problems. Alright. I nod obediently to her advice. The key to making it in this place is to always answer yes to your master's orders. Don't even think about refusing. That's the one golden rule we must obey in exchange for our high salary. I'll take that to heart. Very good. As long as you remember that, you should get along fine as a servant here. It almost feels like I'm in the army. Though I guess following whatever your boss tells you is common sense for any kind of employee. Oh, there's one more thing I've been meaning to ask. What is it? Have you, you know, ever been with women? What? Excuse me? The question comes out of left field, throwing me for a loop. Why on earth did you suddenly ask me that? Just wondering. Oh, but don't get me wrong, I personally don't give a crap. Well, that in itself is pretty disheartening, not to mention all the more confusing. Well? I've not. There's nothing to be gained by lying, so I just answer honestly. At all? After some hesitation, I nod. I knew it. That's what I was afraid of. So she took one look at me and knew I was a virgin. It's not very flattering. I hope the poor guy doesn't get scarred for life. What are you muttering to yourself about? Is there gonna be a problem if I don't have any experience with women? I ask her, not having a clue as to what she means. Oh, nothing. Just curious. Don't worry about it. Telling me not to worry about it just makes me even more curious about it. She's clearly hiding something from me. She ignores the bothered look on my face and places her hand on my shoulder. What you're about to experience may be very traumatic, but don't let it get you down. Just hang in there. Wait a minute, what the heck do you mean by that? Let's go! She goes to knock on the door, paying no heed to my escalating confusion. Yes? Excuse me, Mr. Sawatari is here to see you. You may come in. Sachi opens the door. I steel my nerves and follow timidly behind her into the room. No use worrying about things now. What will be, will be. And that is going to be where we end it for tonight. We're just getting started. And believe me, when we go for round two, it's gonna be fun. Trust me. What's in this room? What is this family like? Oh, you're gonna find out if you stay tuned to the Grim Lord's Hentai Corner next week. This is gonna be the Grim Lord, and I thank you for joining us on this, and I'm really glad I can bring this one to you because it is one of my favorites. I have Mamiya on my freaking... I have the mistress. Mamiya has been watching my shows for a very long time, I guess you could say. She's one of the many waifus on my bookshelf. And she came with the seat, which you will see. But she looks very disapprovingly, as, you know, she should. Anyway, this would be the Grim Lord, and I am...